Hello and welcome
Love
back to the
Talk
Right
Radio.
Welcome back to the Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana. Again, I am so sorry for this technical difficulty issues. It's been crazy today. I don't know why. I'm so sorry. So we're going to try to get Chris back in, and there he is. Let's bring him back in. Okay.
Hello again.
Hey, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, this is terrible. Like, I left a bad impression on you. I am so sorry. This is horrible.
No, you did not. I have listened to enough of your shows. I know this is a fluke. It's probably because of me with technology, so.
No, you're so sweet. No. Thank you. I appreciate your patience with me, and I'm glad that you joined
problem.
Me. So I just sent you the new link. I texted you the link for the show. If you want to go ahead and share it with your family and friends.
Yep, I am doing that as we speak.
All right, awesome. So let me start with this. What do you see happening right now in America and around the world? What do you think is going on, really?
You know, right now, I honestly think we are in the middle of two wars. Well, probably more than two, but the two primary is the spiritual war and also the technology war, and with the media and they're promoting all of this fear to make everyone so scared of the possibility of getting a disease that has a 99.7% survival rate if you're under the age of 50.
So when you say technology war, is it because of how they're interfering with elections around the world, with every single country? Do you think it's more control over governments? What kind of?
It's the interference with the elections. It's the interference of the media not telling the truth and inflating numbers, and basically, if everybody would just turn off the news and do their own research and not just trust the talking heads, this whole thing would be gone in less than a month. And the whole world would be back to the way it was before.
Right. I agree. It's all propaganda on the news, especially like in the beginning. Remember how everybody started seeing videos of people in China just dropping dead in the streets? So these videos, I do not believe they were accidental. China, it has the most strict censorship ever. So these videos were released by the Chinese government to trick the world that there's actually a pandemic going on in Wuhan. Because we did not see any videos after that from China. We never see any videos. Have you seen anything come out of China after those couple of clips?
No, honestly, I have not, other than the standard propaganda that China has known for with we have everything under control unlike the rest of the world.
Exactly. So basically, this is another, I think this is a warfare that China has. Our own government here won't admit that we are in a war with China. China is at war with the world, not only in a term of like domination in the market, economy-wise, they're purchasing lands everywhere across the world, in every country. Even recently, they purchased a whole, I think it was between Jordan and Egypt, and it was a solar. So it has like a huge solar farm, I guess they call it. And so they purchased it from the Jordanian government. And this solar plant, they supply the Suez Canal with energy to keep it running. So China controls the Suez Canal now, basically. No power, nothing is going to go through that canal. So now you're stuck with supply chain again, you know, the whole ship that got stuck there too, that was not an accident. I do not believe it.
That was deliberate,
correct?
No, that was a deliberate act.
Yeah.
Just like the whole supply chain fears going on here in America and all of that, that is not a lack of truck drivers or lack of people on the docks unloading. These dock workers are working 8 to 10 hour shifts. They're running 24 hours a day. The truckers are lined up. I've seen videos. I've seen reports. I've heard people say that there are 100, 200 trucks lined up outside the port just waiting to get stuff. It's not them. And the dock workers are working 24 hours a day. It's not them. It's the fact that the government has decided to do whatever they want and has basically said, well, we aren't going to let things in because you don't want to get this experimental gene-altering therapy that we say you need, so we're not going to let you have your stuff.
Oh, I see. Actually, I've read an article yesterday, I believe, that people near that live near the docks are complaining that empty containers are now lined up in their streets, blocking their driveways and stuff. So there's no place to put them. So basically what else is also is happening is that America is not manufacturing nothing. We are exporting zero products. So we're emptying all of these containers, whatever gets emptied, if they get emptied, and they're going to be just, they're filling the docks. Nobody is picking the, you know, the empty containers, filling them with products and shipping them out anymore. So what is going on with that? Like, that's crazy. That's insane. Just to realize that we're only consuming and we're not trading with the rest of the world is, I mean, this is guaranteed collapse.
Yeah. And if you watch the news and all of the talking heads, they're all saying, oh, yeah, there's 70-some ships or there's 100-some ships and there might be 30 or 40 more by the end of next week waiting to come in. But you look at these videos that people that live near these docks are, and you can see 200-300 ships sitting out there. Where are they getting this 70 ships at? Because the video proof that you can see with your own eyes is way more than what they're reporting.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been here in the same area for over 17 years now, and I've never seen ships. And so, like, from Huntington Beach, you can see Long Beach, and you can see the docks, like, far, right? But the ships line up all the way to Huntington Beach Pier. That's a long distance. Mm-hmm. Ships, as far as the eye can see, all full with containers. And it's scary to see it like that in the ocean. And you see these ships been docking for months and months on end. And so this whole thing with the pipe being ruptured by one of the ship's anchors and whatever, they're blaming it on the oil company instead of blaming it on the government, which not allowing the ships to be moved. Right? You're not doing your job. Basically, you're blocking transactions. You're blocking people's lives. Like, basically, this is, and I think this is another thing. They want to crash this. This is part of the plan. The other docks, like my brothers told me that every single port in the world is facing the same issue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't remember where it was. I think it was 2 days ago, I saw a video that some gentleman did on his phone. I think he lived in L.A., so not far from where you are, your general area. And he went over to the coast, and I mean, with his cell phone, he's just panning, and all you see is ships just lining the horizon.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. And you know what else? Actually, a friend of mine showed me this documentary on YouTube. I forgot which channel, but I will send the link. I will post it also under the show, after the show posts, for people to watch that video. So these ships have been docked for a long time. Let's say we're talking months and months on end. So the crew on these ships in different countries around the world are not being paid, number one. They have not been eating food. They're living off of rice and water this whole time because a lot of countries are not allowing them to disembark from the ship to go buy, like, food and whatever they need, right? Personal items. They're not allowing them to disembark because either they're not vaccinated or they don't want to submit to testing or submit to being vaxxed to go into this country. So they're facing this problem, and their own companies are not even paying them. So they're, like, living in prisons in these ships in the ocean, and they haven't seen their families. They say, if I leave the ship, they're never going to pay me. So they decide to stay on the ship and just face this horrible, like, fate that they are facing too. It is so inhumane what's happening. And I think the United Nations also like commented on this issue. Like, these companies need to pay their employees. They have families to feed. They need to go. They need to be able to leave the ships, and or somebody gets to them and give them supplies from the docks, right? From where they anchor at.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about them. They're completely ignored.
Either that, or they're saying that they're being completely ignored, but the U.S. government or some local entity has basically put the word out that if you do this, then you can't redock here in America.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So now, so let's assume this. Let's paint this picture. So we're seeing the inflation happening. We're seeing supply chain is breaking down. You see the unrest. All these people are quitting their jobs. We're talking military, police, fire departments, hospital crew, pilots. Yesterday I saw also General Electric. Employees walked out on a strike. This is complete collapse of every institution.
Mm-hmm.
And this is global, we're talking. This is not just the U.S.
Oh, no, this is all part of their plan. And if you want to, it's really kind of frightening and sad and entertaining at the same time. Go back and watch, and I will send you the link later. I got to dig it out and send the video to you. The 3-minute release trailer for a game that came out in 2015 called Tom Clancy's The Division. It talks about how if a virus was released and created a pandemic on Black Friday before Patient Zero even knew what was happening, millions would be infected, and then the supply chains would collapse, and then the government would collapse. And it's like they're telling us without telling us.
Right. Right, they do a lot of subliminal stuff in video games. My son always shows me, Mom, look at this, look at that, like a lot of Illuminati kind of stuff and like Freemasonic stuff.
Our kid does it too.
Yeah, right. And I'm glad, like I'm happy that he sees, because I've kind of waked them up early when I woke up, basically to what's really going on. I woke them up with me, and they would come and tell me, like in cartoons, like they'd be watching SpongeBob, and all of a sudden Illuminati scene will come up with like the triangle with the eye in it. And I'm like, what the heck is this in cartoons? It's everywhere. Everywhere you look. It's in mainstream music, in TV shows, in movies, it's games. It's crazy how, you know, and once you open your eyes and you see all of that, you cannot unsee it anymore. It's hard to go back to being asleep, you know what I mean? So, like I told you earlier, it's
a
burden. No, you can't. And it's a burden, actually, like because you feel the heaviness of everything that's going on. And they try to demonize anybody that says this conspiracy is going on, because they say, oh, these are conspiracy theorists. You guys are all crazy, tin hat wearing fools, whatever. When in fact, in history, it's all conspiracies. Anything that happens, any two people sit together and they agree on something, that's a conspiracy right there. But the way they demonize people that have critical thinking and connect the dots and know what's really going on, they would try to demonize it so they don't wake the rest of the people up to what's really going on, which is, you know, really dirty. Yesterday on Netflix, I was just going through. I wanted to watch. We have a caller. Okay, well, 2-3-1 will take you in 1 minute. Let me just finish my thought. So it's called Inside Job. It's animation cartoon on Netflix that makes fun of all conspiracy theories to demonize us even more, right? Flat Earth and moon landing, NASA, the reptilians in the government. It's ridiculous. I watched the first like 3-4 episodes and it was just a joke. It's really disgusting. Honestly, Netflix is nothing but satanic these days.
We got rid of Netflix with the whole cuties thing.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get it for free from T-Mobile. And I have it on my phone. My kids don't watch nothing. We don't have TV, by the way. We haven't had TV in my house in over 5 years now. and it's a blessing. Yeah. So let's take this call and we'll go. Listen. Okay, 231, you're on the air. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi. How
so
are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Where on Netflix were you watching these outrageous and outlandish conspiracy theorist programs?
Right. So it's a show called Inside Job, and it's an animation that just premiered yesterday on Netflix. And it was basically just making fun of the conspiracy theories that go online, like Flat Earth, NASA, fake landing, reptilians in the government, JFK assassination. So every episode made fun of this, like just making people like how ridiculous these conspiracy theories are. People are insane that really believe in any of those, conspiracy theories online. But it's just the way they are presenting them is just to demonize whoever thinks there's something really weird going on in the government or in the mainstream media, right? They want to make fun of us, basically.
It seems so. It seems it would be the first wave of trying to weaponize, well, maybe not the first wave of Netflix, but one of the waves of trying to weaponize whatever media outlets they have in order to make people like myself or yourself and anybody else who believes that the government is not there for us to look like fools. And eventually, those people who aren't critical thinkers, who actually still want to believe that the government's there to protect us, they will absorb the information and think of people like myself as tinfoil-wearing people. But what's surprising to me is that there are a lot of people, strangers, when I go to the park, grocery store, or Staples, or any kind of brand name, big box companies, at times, people, because of different situations, talking to the manager, learning, or just wanting to talk to people. Some people will just talk to me, and usually they want to talk about the Rothschilds and the cabal and the Illuminati. That's happened to me four times in the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? People are beginning to wake up. And if not completely wake up, they're at least becoming more aware of the fact that there are entities out there that are dangerous to the earth.
Exactly. And that's a good sign, right, that people are actually waking up. And I think that's the pushback, too, against people. With the more that you see them trying to demonize people that expose these conspiracies, the more you know, a lot of people are waking up. And that, I think, started with when YouTube started purging all of these channels, right? They left everybody out. They kicked everybody. First one, you know, was Alex Jones. And as soon as they kicked Alex Jones out, I knew it's not going to end at him. I knew they were coming for every single, and they did. And, but what's shocking to me is that why are they, like, Google, for example, what is it for to censor me from criticizing the Biden administration, for example? So, you know,
say that
just
again.
Like,
you said something about the Biden administration.
Right. So they're censoring anybody that's criticizing the current administration.
Okay. Well, not only are they censoring them, they're labeling us as dissidents and domestic terrorists. That's dangerous. That's more than just censorship, which by itself is bad. But if you're going to be labeled by the government officially as some sort of dissident or domestic terrorist, that means that the government, in their mind, they're authorized to come after you. They can send the cops after you. That's dangerous.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so how do we fight back, for example? What can we do?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on one point. I called in earlier, and you were having problems with the show. You believe in God. I don't. Now, I believe that God has and can inspire people to go the extra mile. But more often than not, it really makes people give up. People can be a yard away from the goalposts. And they'll give up and they'll say, God will come and save us. No. See, I'm an atheist, agnostic atheist. I don't believe in that. I believe you got to keep on going until you die. Because if you're going to face something like this, you have to keep on going. If you believe in what I call the mythical intervention, it makes it easier for them. But to answer your question, what do we do? Some people say, well, you just have to not comply, just say no. I think people have to organize in their neighborhoods, try to find like-minded people, and get the neighborhoods together. Because if we don't organize, we're going to be dead. I believe that in the next 2 years, the Biden regime and whoever controls that will decimate Earth, will decimate at least America. So if the and they're purging the military, they're purging the cops, and what they're going to do with the cops, because I heard you also say that cops are quitting. Cops shouldn't quit. They should stay on the force, and they should try to do as much as possible. And they're purging the military. But if they continue to do that, they're going to do what happened in Germany, from what I understand, because what happened in Germany back during Hitler's time. They did the same thing. They purged the, not the military, the cops. Then they replaced the cops that they purged with the criminals that they were going after. So the police force was reinstated, but it was reinstated with the criminals. So continue to purge. So can you imagine a rapist, an arsonist, a murderer, who the cops are going after are now the cops, Secret Service. So that's not a good thing. I want the cops to stay on. I can understand they're quitting. You know, they don't want to take the vaccine, and they shouldn't. But so for what we should do, if neighborhoods can organize, maybe that will show the cops or the military that the police. I mean the local citizenry can be counted on to try to fight back against the cabal. Other than that, I don't really know.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you think, Chris?
I do have to say that I agree completely. One of the biggest things that I heard in a video probably about a week ago, someone was actually talking about do not comply and will not comply. Anybody can say, I will not comply. It takes the people who are willing to stand up and step in to prove that we will not comply. I can say I will not comply all day and night, but at the end of the day, will I comply? Will you comply? If someone says, okay, you are going to comply or you are going to jail, what are you going to do? Are you going to comply or are you going to go to jail? Are you going to stand up or not? And that's where it gets really hard for some people, because we have grown up into a world and a nation of comfort. We don't want to give up that comfort. Oh, but if I do this and I end up going to jail, I won't have my family. I won't be with my family. I won't be able to do this. I can't go out to dinner. But where does that line actually get drawn, where we actually stand up?
Right,
what you
agree,
said
yeah.
is the pivotal point of noncompliance, because they can pick us off one by one. Once I was on a show and one guy was saying, everybody's got to noncomply. I don't care how you get hurt. You've got to noncomply. When I heard that, I wanted to punch the guy in the face. I wanted to say, okay, hero, you be the first one. You show us how to stand up against the cops when they come for you, and they've got their stun guns out and they've got their batons out and they drag you away. Now you show us how, as it's hurting, how we should not comply. Because you're right.
Yeah.
If people do it individually, if some restaurants and bars are doing it, but they're getting fined, and they're ones who are taking it to a higher level, they're getting beaten. I'm sure you guys know about the pastor in Canada who told the cops, leave my church. They left the church and they came back.
The judge ordered him to read a script now whenever he posts on social media or, it speaks to the public, that he has to read the script that's pro-government, pro-vaccine, pro-compliance. Or otherwise he's going to be going to jail.
Yeah, so... You know, they've got the guns.
Sorry. The biggest and easiest way for us as a nation to stand up and not comply, don't wear the face diapers. You go into a store, don't wear it. I have not put on a mask in over a year and a half. I did for the first, you know, month or so of this whole thing when they first started saying to wear one. I've got a couple of gaiters. I do not wear them. I will not wear them. I'll walk into some of the stores and they'll have the masks at the front door. I'll walk in and they won't let me in without it. So I'll pick the mask up, walk on by, put it in my pocket, and I continue shopping and no one says anything. If everybody just stopped wearing the mask, which has been proven to do nothing against this supposed virus, then what are they going to do? Arrest everyone in the nation at once? Are they going to come for us one at a time? Where's going to be the jail space? They cannot arrest everyone if everyone steps up at once.
Now I'm going to disagree with you. Yeah, people can do that. So they can't arrest us one at a time? Sure they can. What they will do is that they'll find the stores that allow people to walk in. They will close the stores down. Let's not forget, we don't make the laws. They make the laws. And the criminal element is in charge of the government. Half of us, or let's say even 60% of us, let's just use that as an illustration. 60% of us are Trump supporters. We're freedom-loving people. 40% of the population are still in the matrix. They'll cheer the fact that cops will come inside a store and drag somebody out. Now, again, it's nice to say everybody should, and yeah, we should, but I'm not going to get my head busted unless I got somebody next to me who's fighting for me as I'm getting my head busted. And in order to prevent that, which will happen in the future, because the government will like chaos, the government will just, as I said, they'll just tell the store, let's say Walmart. Well, Walmart won't do it. That's a big box store. Some other chain store that they don't like. They'll just say, if we find that even one person goes into your store and he or she is either unvaccinated or is not wearing a mask, we're closing you down for the safety and health of our citizens. Now, what do you think the CEO is going to do? He could fight back, but then again, unless you've got guns to fight back against guns, we're nowhere. That's my opinion.
See, my whole biggest thing, and I personally live in Oregon, and we have the whole mask mandate and all of that, crap, because we have a communist for a governor, just like California and a lot of other states. But one of the biggest things that I found, and I was sent by a person who knew a lawyer who wrote this up, it's a list of Oregon statutes, constitutional statutes, and Nuremberg Code statutes that you can hand to any business to say, you are violating the law by saying, I have to put on a mask to walk in here. Another one that you can use the informed consent law when they tell you to put on a mask. Well, you need to put on a mask. Okay, I'd like to have the informed consent paperwork, please. When they ask what that is, explain to them, well, that's saying that should something medically happen to me with that mask on in your store, you take full medical liability. Not one single store will ever sign that paperwork. And that's law. That's federal law.
Okay, Chris, I think they can go that route.
Yeah, doesn't the emergency law really like cancels all of these other laws, like, or puts it on hold, for example? So it trumps every other law in the land, including the Constitution. It actually puts it on hold. And that's what all the governments around the world are using. They're using the emergency law to trample on people's rights, to force the vaccines on them. They're using it for that purpose.
They are. Jesus. But here's the most important thing you can remember if you want to cite any law. Go straight to the Nuremberg Code. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. The person involved shall have the legal capacity to give consent should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion. You cannot tell me that I have to do this without an option, because that is making me forced under duress. That is coercing me. You're telling me I can't go into a store without a mask. That is coercion. Same thing with the jab. You're saying I can't go to work unless I get the jab. You're coercing me, saying I'm not allowed to make an earning unless I do something first.
I don't know if you guys saw the interview with David Horowitz, when he said constitutionally the governments are allowed to force vaccine the people if they impose as a risk to infect and get other people sick, basically, is what he said. And I don't know which amendment he's using in the Constitution to say that, but it seems that they can use that excuse for anything too. So
I didn't see the David Horowitz interview, but I saw the Alan Dershowitz interview, which they took out of context.
Alan Dershowitz, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's absolutely right. The government can force you, okay? But he made three stipulations, which were clear, but people didn't quite seem to get. Number one, he also made the analogy with the magic pill. If, for example, they invented a magic pill which cured cancer, the government cannot force you to take the pill to cure your cancer because you're not affecting other people. If you want to die, that's your problem. If, however, there's a typhoid Mary, which is what he said inside the video that I had seen, spreading around, let's say, COVID, they can force you because you are affecting other people. The same as if there's a serial killer out here, a guy with a gun going from door to door, going from car to car, creating, doing murders. They have the right to force this guy to stop doing murders because he's affecting other people. Now, what other people, what they did, what they edited out from Dershowitz's video was this. He said that the vaccine is perfectly legal, but the vaccine is harmful. Then the government cannot force you to do it. So if the scientists, if the virologists get together, and if they can combat the corruption in the courts and wake people up to the fact these vaccines are not vaccines, I don't even call them gene therapy. They're not even experimental drugs. They've already been experimented on to create what they are creating. They are going to create not only infertility, they're going to exterminate people within a number of years. They are poisons. And they might even be nanoparticles, which the government may be able to control through remote control. So with these vaccines as the cure, not being able to cure us, causing harm, then the government has no right. But again, Chris, if you don't have guns, they do. We lose.
I don't leave, honestly, I don't leave the house without my gun.
Well, yeah, but, and we're supposed to have 350 million guns in America in a population of about 320 million. But again, if we're going to have a civil war, which it may come down to, we're going to lose. We're going to lose in a week, no more than a month. Here's why. The government has the airplanes, the satellites, the infrared devices. They've probably purged the troops. They got the cabal behind them. They're funded. The military has the Pentagon, are anti-Trump, anti-liberty. The rank and file, for now, are on the side of the people. But just the mere fact that people have guns doesn't matter. My AR-15 isn't going to do shit against a bazooka and can't reach up against a drone. I don't have land to missile type of what do they use in Afghan? Well, you know, the shoulder apparatus which takes down missiles and drones, etc. We don't have that. We don't have generals. We don't have people in charge of what's going on from different sectors of the country. So we lose. We're going to run out of ammunition. Is anybody going to take care of the supply chain? who's in charge of communications when they use, when the government uses jammers. So we lose. So we have to do it now or we're dead.
I have to agree and disagree with you on that, because I think if it does come down to the U.S. military turning on the citizens, I think as it stands right now, I would probably say nearly 50% of the military will turn back away from the citizens and stand to our side. We may not have the technology,
right.
But at the same time, this is also, if it does come down to that, it will be a nationwide case of guerrilla warfare. And guess what? I know my neighborhood a hell of a lot better than almost anybody in the military. I know every little corner to hide in.
Okay. And you will be bombed by a drone, by people who have already got the maps of all the buildings in the United States, all the streets. Google Maps probably is a function of the government. They have the maps. They have the computers. We lose. Now, it's good to think that way because it's optimistic, but I don't think that way. I think, okay, if I'm out in the street, what's going to happen when a drone comes? What's going to happen when a satellite picks me out? What's going to happen when the – right now, I also said – that some of the military, the rank and file, will be with us. But in 2 years, when they're purged, they're not. The cops, definitely. If they keep quitting, if they're purged, they're the civilian line of defense. If they, if they're not around, we die.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, like you said, if they're going to replace the police officers with the criminals, they have no problems shooting at us. They have no problems hurting us, yeah. The American people. Even like, let's say they purge in the military, they will replace any American soldier with either UN soldiers or these illegal immigrants that are coming in, that they have no problem, you know, hurting Americans, because most of them are, let's say, not most of them, like some of them, they come from like a terrorist background, from Afghanistan, from whatever. And so, yeah, they would, mm-hmm. It would be jihad for them, right, to come in and kill Americans. They would love it.
Yeah.
It's like a open field
take a
for
look
them.
At the yeah, absolutely. Take a look at the Afghanistans and the Haitians. They don't even have to be conscripted into the service. They'll kill us on their own, especially
yeah.
the Afghanistans. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in a country where you've been bombed by NATO for 20 years and then you have to be forced to live in a land that did it? You think they're grateful to be here, 112,000 Afghanistans?
Nope.
They are going to create havoc you wouldn't even believe.
Yeah.
And they'll do it with the sanction of the United States government. Now, I'm not saying we should give up our guns. Hell no. Should we fight? Hell yeah. But if we don't do it now in anticipation of what's going to happen in 2 years, organize ourselves, then we do need God. And there is no atheist in a foxhole. So if I'm in a foxhole, I will be praying to God, believe me.
Honestly, if we get to the point where we're all in a foxhole, I don't care if you pray to God, Buddha, Odin, Krishna. I don't care who you're praying to. Just pray for our help.
You got that right. You got that right. I'll pray for the guy next to me to have my back. I'll have his back or her back. And it will not. All you got to do is take it. You know what it will look like? It won't be like the Civil War. The Confederates were armed. They were. They had cannons. They were already ready. All they needed was Fort Sumter, and everything was ready to go into place. They had General Lee. They had some of the other famous generals, which I forget right now. But we do not have an organization. We have some militias, but if the militia in Oregon, are they going to communicate with the militia in Florida? Is the militia in Florida going to communicate effectively with the militia in California? Are they going to have maps? Are they going to have plans on how to attack and the word I'm looking for is to capture government buildings. I doubt it. I hope they do.
But my biggest concern is with any militia, they're already infiltrated by the soup. The soup is already in any registered and listed militia there is.
Just about.
This needs to be as much as I hate to say it, if you're going to start any kind of a neighborhood watch, any kind of a militia-type group, keep it as far off the books and away from technology as possible so that they don't know it exists.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's going to be kind of hard because how are they going to communicate with one another in order to organize?
That is the biggest problem with any of this possibly happening is how do we communicate? I mean, I don't know. I know that our host is in California, but if something happens, how do I communicate where I am? How are we, say I'm in a group and somebody in Idaho is in another group and we end up meeting up on a battlefield, how are we going to communicate what we're doing? Yeah, the people who are near me, if I were in a group like that, we know each other. We know how we think. We know how we work. But Joe Bob over in Kansas, I don't know how he thinks.
That's right. You don't even know Joe Bob in Kansas is really Joe Bob in Kansas. You don't even know if he actually exists, if he's an infiltrator or not. Remember the so-called insurrection of January 6th? The FBI was running part of that. They were FBI infiltrators.
Oh, they were running more than part of that. That was like 80% FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I think today there was a Senate hearing and they were asking the AG about one certain man that was, they showed a bunch of clips of him from the day before he's rallying up the crowd. We need to go to the main building. We need to go to the Capitol building right now. So the senator asked him, did you capture this man? Did you arrest him? Did you do anything? No, he's still loose. Why you did not? Oh, and then the AG was like, I'm not going to answer any questions about ongoing investigation.
An ongoing case, yeah.
Their favorite line is, I can't talk about an ongoing case.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Their excuse for everything.
So do I. Yeah. You asked me this question before when I called about a week or so ago, and I said I wasn't elaborating as much as I am now, but it's basically, if we don't do something now, and I'm thinking organizing neighborhoods so that neighborhoods can prepare themselves, perhaps, I don't believe in protests. I don't think protests do anything, unless you've got a million people out there who can actually say, you know what, Senator Bullshit, we're going to vote you out. Then they'll pay attention. But otherwise, protest to them is nothing more than just eye candy. You know, they're saying, look at these little ants. They're out there in the street telling us what to do.
Well, it's not eye candy for them. It's an opportunity for them to create a new false flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care about protesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I follow a number of different groups, and probably 80% of those groups repeatedly say, do not go to a protest. Don't fall for it. It's not 90% of the protests are false flag events that they're trying to get enough people they can create a scene.
Well, the Black Lives Matter, with the normal people, the hostess, what's your name?
The guest is Chris.
No, I know, but what's your name?
Oh, Jumana.
Jumana?
Yeah.
Jumana, you've been to protests.
Absolutely,
okay?
Yes.
You believe in the American way. I'm going to ask you a very pointed question.
I did, yes.
I'm going to ask
actually,
you a very...
Yes, I've held the very first lockdown protest in my area, and I've turned Huntington Beach into a hot spot of protests. And they have not stopped till today. There's protests in Huntington Beach. I've turned that spot, me personally, into a location where protesters go every single weekend.
All right. Let me ask you this. What protests do you know of that have actually had the laws reversed?
None. Well, I came to this realization a year and a half into it that this is not working. This is not. So let's. I put my hope on the recall, and then when that was, I even lost faith in the election. So and now I am just realizing that the only way to get, take our country back is to take it back by force.
Most likely. Most likely.
Unfortunately, even some of our founding fathers, I can't off the top of my head, I can't remember who, said that the tree of liberty must be watered by the blood of tyrants occasionally.
Yeah, that was Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't remember if it was Jefferson or Adams.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, so, I also unfortunately keep going back to George Carlin. The American Dream is called the American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
My boy, George Carlin, the Mark Twain of the 21st century.
Yep.
20th century. He died before 21st. You talk about a guy who very succinctly summarized what was going on in America. That was him. And I wondered if he was actually in the, if he was actually Luciferian. And he got out in some way. I wondered. But he did have insight. Could be because he was just very observant, or he might have been a member of those people who sold their souls to the devil in order to achieve what they wanted to achieve in life. But in any case, what he was saying was the truth.
It was.
Yeah, it was Thomas Jefferson, by the way. I just looked it up. It was Thomas Jefferson that said the tree of liberty.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson. And unfortunately, this is what's happening. Like when you see what's happening in Australia, for example, all these protests by hundreds of thousands of people across Italy, Europe, I mean, Australia, Canada, hundreds of thousands of people. The media is ignoring them. And then you have the government are ignoring them. And so what do you do? They're instead of like, let's say, maybe let's see why the people do not want it. Why are they protesting? No. We're going to clamp down on them. They start shooting them with rubber bullets. They're jailing them. They're beating them in the streets. They're, like you said, they're naming them domestic terrorists. Oh, you are going to be, you are now considered as a threat to kill somebody else because you do not want to comply, basically. They're making you like it's a collective guilt trip on the population.
Look at what they're doing to the school board.
And let's not forget, boycotts and strikes worked in the past. That was because it created chaos that forced the companies to conform to what the consumers wanted. Today, chaos is the order of the day. Chaos is what our government wants. Chaos is what the cabal wants. So when you have thousands of cargo containers not being unloaded from the docks, it's to create chaos. It's to create a supply chain disaster. This is what they want. So even if we go out and boycott and it strikes, it's not going to achieve what we want because that's what the government wants. It wants chaos. It wants a breakdown of America.
It does.
And then what's the goal? What's the end goal after they bring all this chaos?
The Great Reset. One world government, one world religion.
I'll go even further than that. It's just to exterminate everybody down to about 500,000 people. Why they even want 500,000, I don't even know.
It's 500 million, the Georgia Guidestones.
500 million. That's like, what, quarter? Less than a quarter?
That's,
7 billion people?
Oh, no, it's just,
like one third?
That's 1%.
Oh, no. That's, we have 7 billion people on the planet, so 500 million. It would be 1/14. Let me see.
Yeah, it's less than 1%.
It'd be 7%. Yeah, it'd be 7% of the population. So, but 500 million on the Guidestones, I've heard, I've even heard figures as low as 50,000. If the scumbags, I don't call them elite, I don't want to give them that type of elevated term. If the scumbags actually achieve transhumanism, which is to merge their consciousness and their bodies with an android so that they achieve immortality, then I don't know why they would even need 500 million. They can create robots I think the only thing that might, I don't think it will save the earth. I think it will do even more damage, but it will kill the cabal and the Illuminati. It would be AI. I think if artificial intelligence reaches the holy grail of general observation, general intelligence, and if it becomes a sentient being, it will kill everybody on the planet. It won't need anybody.
Yeah.
No.
So let me ask you guys something. Do you think that, let's say, if we see mass exodus, let's say, from the police departments or whatever, like people are, you know, they're putting their foot down. And so we saw Southwest Airlines, they backed down on their vaccine mandate. So if that happens across every single big corporation, do you think there's a chance maybe we can reverse this?
Good point. I believe possibly. Now that you've said it, I believe, yeah, possibly. Yeah.
It's a possibility to an extent, but the airline unions tried this very similar thing for better pay and better benefits back in the days of Reagan. And Reagan said, okay, fine. And he called in the military to fly the planes and replaced all of the pilots until they could hire new pilots that would toe the line. So to an extent, yes, it can reverse all of this, but it would also depend upon our illustrious government not doing something similar to that.
Mm. They probably won't, because everyone wants chaos. But I was thinking in terms of now, when I should have been thinking in terms of 2 years from now. And it won't matter 2 years from now.
Right, nope. Yeah. I mean, like, they can't replace every sector with the National Guard. I don't think they have enough National Guards to fill in every sector, like police, fire departments, hospitals, factory workers. No way. It's impossible. Plus, I don't think
you're right about that.
Right, as a president to replace, to make the call, I think it has to go through the Congress, right, first, before deploying the National Guard. Because Trump tried to deploy the National Guard before in, like, Oregon, for example, during the riots, and he was unable to, because the governor said no.
Yeah. You know, the governor is in charge of the National Guard, unless maybe, who knows, if Trump, if there's a national emergency act, which Biden will not enact, but let's say we had a rational president then, if that rational president said, we are going to have a national emergency, and I'm going to federalize all the National Guards, then they'll go to court. They could, the states might win, they might lose, but then we don't have a rational president. We don't have a an approach like that. So, but if the major, not only the airlines, but let's say the police were to say and change their minds and say, we're not going to enforce this vaccination. We are not going to have mandates. We are not going to purge our officers. That to me would be the best sign. I want the police to stay on the job.
Yeah, I actually was just reading an article about the mayor of Chicago, you know, Beetlejuice. She threatened to even,
yeah.
Right?
I call her the child of a pug in Beetlejuice.
Yep. So she threatened the officers that are not complying with taking away their pensions, right? So she now that they're not going to work, they're not showing up. So what did she do? She called the sheriff and she asked him to fill in their positions with deputies from the sheriff department. And the sheriff told her to take a hike. He refused.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I thought that was wonderful, and I hope that is across the board too.
Well, we need the sheriffs, the marshals, and the state police. In other words, local law enforcement to stay where they are and to enforce the Constitution and to be there for the people. And if the people are there for them, it'll give them more of an encouragement to continue to do that. I just hope the military isn't purged. I hope the cops are unpurged, because to me, that's our last hope.
Yeah. They'll probably end up, like you said, deputizing Antifa and BLM and then all the inmates as the cops that were replacing. And that's like a more terrifying scenario than I can ever think of anything else. This is like insanity.
Oh, man.
This is insanity. Wow.
Can you imagine a mass murderer with a badge on?
Oh, God. That one. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hope I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah. It's already hard enough to think of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping there are people out there who will have more creativity than I that will come up with solutions.
Yeah.
The problem is getting those people to come up with the solutions and getting enough people to follow the solutions.
Yeah. We need the support of the population, the citizenry, whatever the solutions could be. If they're if they could be effective, if they're workable, then we have to have at least, I guess, those the Trump supporters, the libertarians, the civil libertarians. We need them to say, you know what, it's coming down to if I don't do it, I'll die. So I better do it. I better follow these particular ideas or I'll die.
I've honestly, personally said it before and repeatedly said it throughout my life. I will die on my feet before I live on my knees.
I'm just hoping it doesn't come to that, because if you die, I die, Jermaine dies, millions of other people would die.
I don't want it to come to that either.
Because, again, the government's theoretically, at least, to be optimistic, they've got all the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that somebody has a Trump card. No pun intended with good old Trump.
Let's hope.
Yeah, what do you guys think of his chances of winning the next election if he runs?
As it stands right now, with total election reform, it's not going to happen.
None.
Really? Oh, wow.
No honest person is going to win in 2022. If the swing states, which was just a symptom of what's going on, if they were able to be influenced at a last-minute charge in order to get Trump not elected, to have those transports of fake ballots come in, to have the people who were there at the ballots board up the windows so that the people who were observing could not observe. If we have the state legislatures who have mountains of evidence in front of them, given to them by Giuliani, showing them videos, thousands of affidavits, not take action, then in 2022, you think that the corruption that was enforced in the 2020 was a problem? You wait.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Yeah, I was hoping.
Am I bumming you out, Jermaine? I'm sorry.
Actually, you know what? I was hoping for a savior, but I guess we just all have to pray now. We all got to find a God somewhere.
I guess so.
But you're right. I mean, like, not addressing that problem. And I don't even know what happened with the Arizona audit. Like, I haven't heard anything about it. I know it's done, but what were the results? I can't find any information about it.
It all got swept under the rug because they didn't want the truth to come out.
Oh, wow.
No, I downloaded the PDF. They said there was no problem with the election.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No problem. And that was an audit. There's a difference between an audit and a recount. When you do the recount, all you're doing is counting up the same fake ballots. Somebody else did an independent audit after the so-called official audit in Maricopa, and they found something like 23,000 votes were still in the audit, illegal votes. I think that should be enough to continue with an investigation or probe, but you're going to need really strong investigators with a lot of moral courage to go pursue what we need to be pursued.
And a lot of money and resources, because these people were harassed and threatened at every turn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We have a complete overhaul of the voting system. Elections are a farce and a joke right now.
That means basically nothing but voting. Yeah, so if majority people don't vote in the next election, then would the system have a problem?
No, because then they wouldn't have to worry about fixing all the votes.
Right. So
when you say the system, what do you mean, Jermana?
Let's say majority people, because we see them always trying to rally up people and for elections, go vote. And let's say majority people don't vote. What would happen is there a quota that a certain candidate needs to reach in order to get into a position?
It's percentage of the cap.
The majority of the total votes. Let's say, for example, hardly anybody votes out of a community of a million. You get 100,000 people out of a million who vote. The majority of the 100,000 will be counted by Stalin, and they will put in the phony winner.
Okay. So there is only one solution. I don't see another way there. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is. Oh, God. Okay. It's true. I agree with Chris. Nobody wants to give up their comfort. I honestly agree, Chris. Yes, I admit. I do not want to. But here's the thing. My today comfort is not going to last, and I know that. But then what about my children's future? This is what I'm fighting for more than my own comfort is their future. And I think this generation, this past year and a half, those youngsters will not remember what the world was before COVID. All they remember is just this masked people everywhere, and everybody is just weird and scared. And we got to snap out of it just for the sake of the kids.
Every kid that's in school right now, they do not know what it was like before 9/11.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about organizing. Do you guys know the story of the Dalton gang that went into, it was either Tombstone or Dodge City? Well,
yep.
I'll tell you.
Dodge City.
Okay. Dodge City. They went into Dodge City. People saw them ride in. The word went out. So the Dalton gang went over to the bank, robbed the bank. They come back out, get on their horses, and all of a sudden, all the windows open up, and Winchesters, Remingtons, and 30-30s started raining down on the Dalton gang. I think a few got hit. I think majority, they're able to leave Dodge City alive. But that's how you organize. You organize your neighborhood, especially if it's a Second Amendment state, to make sure every man, woman, and child knows how to operate a gun. They know how to shoot correctly, properly, accurately. They know how to do it safely. So that if Black Lives Matter comes along and Antifa and the government says, go ahead, Black Lives Matter, do your thing, and they start trying to burn down buildings and everything, they'll be in for a nice rude awakening. If the cops come in, they'll be in for a nice rude awakening. And if that happens, maybe the rest of the country might wake up and say, if they can do it over in this particular city, if they can do it over in that particular city, we should be able to do it over here.
Yep.
The
best thing you can do is get to know your neighbors. That's the very first step. Get to know your neighbors, make friends with them. Thankfully, my little neighborhood that I live in is probably about 80% like-minded with me, so we already all know each other. I can tell you right now, if you were standing here, I could point out each house that has guns and each house that does hunt and who carries a gun everywhere they go. And you need to do that. You need to get to know your neighbors like that.
Right.
Yep. And they have to be, well, I feel sorry for people who live in states that are going to be populated mainly by immigrants, because immigrants aren't going to do a goddamn thing. They think the government's there to save them, and they think that America, this is the land we came in order to exploit. We came to in order to exploit. Some immigrants, well, those from behind the Iron Curtain, from years and years and years ago, they make great American citizens. They know what it's like to live under the jackboots of communism. But the other immigrants, you forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's I think it's like a major difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration. Because once you're legal immigration, for example, my brothers, I've been trying to get them here for 17 years now. They've been waiting on their paperwork, and it never. They're still waiting. So, but for them, it's like they want to come to America. They want to be something. They would make something of their life. They want to, you know, contribute to society. They want to do. They want to be successful. But when you're illegal, you just want to feed off the system. You really have no ambition to the betterment of your society or even yourself. They don't care. So, that's the thing. And it seems that. Those are going to be our government is favoring the second category, right, of people to have.
Oh, of course.
They can come in unvaccinated. That nobody checks them to get housing and free food and whatever they want, while our own veterans are still homeless under the bridges, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw my wife showed me a video. I believe it was this morning or last night, and it had me rolling laughing. It was this guy that looked like he was running through a desert, and he was like, I've ran all the way from New Jersey to Texas. I'm about to cross over the border so I can cross back into America illegally so I can get unemployment and health care so I can go back to living like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, he showed me that, and I was just dying laughing. I'm like, unfortunately, it's true. You have to be an illegal immigrant in order to get anything anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys.
They are very, very well subsidized. Oops, sorry, Smiley.
Good. So I heard this news reporter during the White House press briefing. I think he's the Fox News reporter. And he's asking Psaki, how come are you transferring children in the middle of the night? The migrant, the children from the migration border.
Right.
You're transporting them in airplanes in the middle of the night. Like, you're sneaking them out where? And, of course, all you got from her is denial and ridicule. But what's really going on with that? Are they, like, trafficking kids out in the open now?
Pretty much. Unfortunately, that's pretty much exactly what they're doing.
Alex Jones was exposing that about 2 months ago in McClellan, Texas. They were bussing in 1,000 kids a day in that particular checkpoint. And then they were releasing them to Catholic charities, using that as a front. So, yeah, so the sex trafficking, I don't even know if Jeffrey Epstein is actually dead. Can anybody point to his body in the coffin?
Nope.
Okay. You know.
Yeah, I think they took him out of jail that time. They said that he killed himself. He didn't. I think this is the way he got him out on a stretcher.
Camera goes down and he's on suicide watch. And the camera goes down and the system's down. Nobody checks on him for 6 hours, and then suddenly a guy on suicide watch after 6 hours of no checks is suddenly quote unquote dead. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and he's hanged by sheets.
I honestly, personally, I think that the whole, going back to current events, the whole Brian Laundrie thing with the Florida and the traveling, and they found her body in Wyoming, he's not dead. Way too convenient for his parents to show up out there to search, and within 10 minutes they supposedly find his stuff.
Right.
Who's that you're talking about?
That is suspicious, too.
Gabby Petito, who was killed, and they found her body in Wyoming.
Oh, I just saw the headline. I didn't read any more of it. I wasn't interested in that. Okay, so I know there's a Gabby Petito. But when it gets, coming back to Jeffrey Epstein, everything goes down all at the same time. The two cameras, the suicide watches you were talking about, the new guards that they used to replace the guards that were you ordinarily stationed there. They don't do their rounds. And then he hangs himself using sheets that are designed to be torn so that nobody can hang themselves with those sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And let's not forget that if I remember correctly, those two guards that were normally on that watch suddenly came down sick, I think. And it just happened to be sick at the same time from, I think, food poisoning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same time, same circumstance.
Kind of like the cop, I think it was one of the January 6th cops that quote-unquote committed suicide with a shotgun to the chest.
Uh-huh. Really? Who shoots themselves in the chest?
You know,
what? That's crazy.
Yeah. You guys are getting a little bit desperate and trying to be creative.
Have you ever heard of these particular suicide that have been confirmed by the pathologist? Well, he shot himself twice. How do you shoot yourself twice in suicide?
Apparently, it must have felt really good, so he did it again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a cat with seven lives.
Yeah, right. He was very meticulous. He wanted to make sure the job was going to be done. Okay. All right. Well, I got to go. So I'll let you guys get back to the show. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got a good laugh today. That's good. So what else would you like to talk about, Chris? What's on your mind?
Honestly, I'm just sort of along for the ride right now. I'm enjoying just randomly talking about whatever. We've covered an awful lot, and it's been very entertaining and very pleasant.
Thank you. Well, I think we should continue on laughing. I'm going to read you this headline, and you tell me what's wrong with it, okay? And we have, I started actually a segment of called Fake News, and then we named the reporter that is spreading fake news. And so the first one, continuing on laughing at the absurdity of our reality now, Rachel Levine, a lethally incompetent health official, now identifies as admiral. So it was promoted to an admiral, a transgender, that means a person that has a dysphoria, body dysphoria, okay, and this is like a mental health issue, that's now an admiral that's running our healthcare.
Mm-hmm. I gave myself a real headache trying to figure that one out because I am not ex-military. I know a lot of ex-military, but nobody I have talked to that was military has been able to answer how a civilian with no military experience goes from nothing to being a four-star general overnight. And like my wife said when I was showing her that, and she replied, titles and tiaras, there's your answer.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, admiral? Admiral. I'm like, first of all, yeah. I mean, if it was a transgender, let's say like, that looked like Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, I'll be okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's a little bit, maybe he looks okay, whatever. But Rachel Levine, really? Is this is that? But not, that's not only her. I think the health minister or whatever in other countries are the same. They look sickly. They do not represent health whatsoever. Like, can you hire somebody that actually looks like they care about their health to represent the public health?
I think, what was it? I think it's the person, the health minister over in the UK is like morbidly obese. And it's like, you have this for your health minister that looks, just in a picture, looks 200 pounds overweight easily.
Wow.
And this is your health minister?
Yeah. It's either they're rubbing it in our face or it's just, we live in the upside down world, honestly. This is like everything is flipped. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. You know, everything. And then we used to care about facts before. Now it's all about emotions and it's all about how I feel, my own truth. It's not the truth by itself. It's my truth now that has to be popularized. And yeah, it's scary. It's this propaganda is unbelievable. And you see what happened with Dave Chappelle as well. The whole, they're trying to cancel him. And I'm like, come on. He wasn't even saying anything wrong. In fact, what he was saying, if they were actually listening to his show, he was defending. He was actually defending that transgender person he was talking about. He's supporting them financially, right, for their children, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they don't care. They don't care. It's the narrative that they're after, right? They want to push that. And it, you know what's funny? Like, so in the Middle East, we all know what they do, right? In Islam, anybody like that, let's say, not even like transgender, when you talk about like being gay, for example, they stone them to death, right? So, but what's happening in the last, I would say, maybe 3 to 4 years on their TV channels, they're promoting the same agenda overseas in the Middle East, same as here.
Yep.
Bruce Jenner was on TV over there on LBC, which is like the Lebanon TV station. And he was there on an local award show. Why would you bring him out of anybody? But see, same thing. They're pushing the same agenda everywhere. And they're so the people over there, basically they still don't accept it. They're not as, you know, forgiving or out here in the West. So it's really bad because they're still killing them. They're still, you know, burning them alive or whatever. But here's the thing. For that society, that thing, that oppression doesn't only come on, like, let's say, the transgenders or the gays. It's also still on women and little girls.
Mm-hmm.
That has not changed. Throughout, like, our, no matter how much laws they try to like impose not to marry little girls, you still see it happen everywhere. 12, 10 year old girls marry 30 and 40 year old men, you know, they're still doing it. So
I just looked it up, and she's actually the health minister of Belgium, and her name is Maggie de Blok, and she weighs 280 pounds.
Oh my God. Wow.
And it's 59 years old, 280 pounds, and that is their health minister over there. And if you just look up a picture of her, it's like, how can you even begin to think that's health at all? I mean, she's got like a chin the size of my arm.
Oh, here it goes. Oh my God, I'm looking at her picture right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That's Belgium's health minister.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. So yeah, I mean, this is mockery. It has to be mockery. It has to be mockery of the people. Like, oh, you think we work for you? You think we care about you or your health? It's like, this is kind of like telling us in our face, we don't care. Because these are the people that we're bringing in. We don't really care about you. They really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait till people come to this realization. Did you see the video, a compilation of all the Pfizer sponsoring all of CNN and other leftist or TV stations, all the shows?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's getting to where they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Conflict of interest? Anybody?
Cool.
I thought that should be like illegal, right? To have something like that. Oh, you can't have conflict of interest. But
too much conflict of interest that's overlooked anymore.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, they do not care. Wow. Yeah, and so basically Australia, their premier decided that the health camps that are building over there is going to be for the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
how
I've
far,
seen multiple videos already of those and people who are in them and how it really is, even though people say that they're nice and they're pleasant. And then you see the videos of people that are there and they're like, this is horrible. We are basically dogs sitting on our porch waiting for food.
Wow. Yeah. So are they not realizing themselves, like the government? They're pretending they don't know that they're acting like they're about to put people in concentration camps. Do they not see themselves acting that way? Or they're just so corrupt and evil that they don't care how the world sees them?
It's a combination of they're so corrupt and evil, and they've gotten it in their heads, the age-old adage, it's for your health. That they're using that as their excuse.
So evil. So evil. Yeah. And so basically now we have the CDC saying the vaccines are safe from kids 5 to 11. They're now recommending mixing and matching as well. So take a couple from this one, a couple from this one. Make sure it's in your system, okay? Take all of them.
Yeah.
And now, of course, fully vaccinated does not mean that you're fully vaccinated because now there's boosters. So that changed right away. Same along the lines of canceling human natural immunity is no longer valid, that you cannot speak about that even on social media. If you go and you try to say something about your natural God-given immunity, you're going to be banned, censored for spreading misinformation.
Yeah. Oh, they're using the medical misinformation for everything. I saw a report the other day that YouTube has started banning and removing videos that refer to Let's Go Brandon as medical misinformation.
Wow.
I kid you not, one of the musical artists that I used to follow regularly had his music video titled Let's Go Brandon removed, and he was given a strike by ScrewTube, and their explanation was medical misinformation.
Wow. You know, it's the number one on iTunes, the number one song by this one rapper. And so basically, and you know what? I would rather people go back to the original because it's kind of like made people stop saying the original meant to be, you know, the F Joe Biden. And I hope people go back to that one, honestly. It's more.
Oh, yeah.
It's more to the face because, and I think he actually contested, like he complained once that, oh, people shouldn't be cursing out, like, at officials, whatever. I'm like, whatever, dude, seriously. But now you're having
you have
to be softy. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Only because it's going against them, because then you have, if you look back and you see the love child of Beetlejuice and the Pug saying, if you see one of Trump's people, you get in their face and tell them they're not wanted here, but oh, don't do that to a Democrat because that's not nice.
Yeah. Then they're going to go hire more security, like AOC, right? More security. Yep. She's spending hundreds of thousands of security because everybody wants a piece of her. She's the unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, Chris, we have now we have one more minute left. Anything else you want to share with us?
It has been an absolute pleasure being on with you.
Thank you. And I hope you get to join me again. It was a pleasure having you on.
I will be glad to join you again when we can work out a schedule for it.
Sounds good. And hopefully we will not have any more technical difficulties.
Yeah, let's try and not have that problem anymore.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. And I apologize to all the listeners.
You have a problem.
But we'll try to figure things out. So if you're technical, I will, after the show, maybe we can teach me some more technical stuff. I'm trying to catch up, but you can't. It's moving so fast these days. It's hard to catch up with technology, but it sounds good.
Well,
so thank you again. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Friday at the Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.